Ash, a good point that at the Valley, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was a hard-fought point. maybe didn't have as much of the ball and as much control of the game as we'd have liked, but overall, I don't think we can argue this is a tough place to come to. And a side that have got a lot of quality players, especially going forward, so I think it was brilliant to get a clean sheet. It was good to get back to that, and it's another performance to build on. I think we've done well since the new manager's come in, and we've got to take that into Tuesday.
Yeah, undefeated now under the new manager. Is that what it's about, building that confidence going forward?
Yeah, definitely. He's built a bit of a camaraderie with the team and, a togetherness, and, we realise the situation that we're in, but we strongly believe we can get ourselves out of it, and with performances like that, might have even had a little bit more luck again, nicking a winner near the end, but performances like that will definitely keep us in the league.
Yeah, one of the positives has to be that clean sheet. Do you see that sort of back four, back five with the goalkeeper, is the way forward for Fleetwood Town?
Yeah, definitely. I've always said, it's not just us that take the credit for a clean sheet, it's the whole team, and we've not had one for a while, which is, like last season we were getting them week in, week out. So, it's from myself and Kian and the fullback's point of view, that's what we pride ourselves on, getting clean sheets, and the team can build from that. You're always going to be collecting points if you're doing that.
Yeah, and a couple of good blocks from yourself, also Louis Coyle as well, just throwing yourself at the ball. Is that, again, with the position you're in, it's do or die time, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought we had a good shape about us today as a team. There was, like you said, a couple of times in the first half and once in the second when things just opened up and we've got to put our bodies on the line in the end. We're fighting to stay in this league at this moment in time. So every single one of us is putting our bodies on the line to make sure we do that.
Yeah, is the confidence building in this team? Is that what you're sensing from the players?
Yeah, no doubt about it. We came here today believing we could win the game. We knew that we weren't going to have... They're a ball possession side, so we knew we weren't going to have much of the ball, but we're not bothered about that. As long as we stay in a shape and can counter-attack like we did today, we showed we had two or three golden opportunities, really, that we just couldn't put away. All in all, good performance, and I'm sure we can take that into Tuesday night.
Yeah, you could have nicked it as well, couldn't you? There's a couple of opportunities at the end there.
Yeah, I think it just seemed to fizzle out a little bit, the chance for Paddy and Connor. I back them to score more than they'll miss. So, let's move forward and look forward to it.
There's been a lot of talk about more attacking, more freedom under this new manager, even defence-wise. Is that what you're finding?
Yeah, definitely. The manager wants, especially the forward-thinking players, your Paddy's, your Connors, Geordie's, Ashes, all the Wears people like that. Take the shackles off, go and express yourself, because, I think maybe of recent times they've possibly been holding back a little bit. So, we're prepared at the back to do the hard defensive work, and you lads go and express yourself and create chances. And we have done, unfortunately, not put one away today, but I'm sure we will do come the rest of the games.
Yeah, Tuesday night is it's a huge game, isn't it? They're all huge games, but this one against a relegation struggle as well in Rochdale, it's a big one for you.
Yeah, definitely. There's no hiding from it. It's a massive game for us. Any team that can get a win there, I'm hoping it's us. It sets a gap. It's a big one. The results have kind of gone our way today, which makes this point a valuable one. And we move on game by game. We can't look too much, into the future. But Tuesday's a big game, and we'll make sure we're ready for that.
Is that what you do? Is it literally game by game, or do you have little targets that you try and aim for?
I think in the situation we're in now, it has to be game by game. You can't look 3, 4, 5 games ahead, because before you know it, you've not got enough games left to catch up on points. So week by week, you look at the table, and then you collect points, you're going to move higher. So come Tuesday, and fingers crossed we'll go and get that result.